You're listening to Comedy Central.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Senator Hirono, welcome to the Daily Social Distancing Show.
Thank you. It's good to be with you, Trevor.
You are what many people would term a trailblazer, because no matter what you're doing in life, it is oftentimes referred to as a first. You're often a first in a position, whether it's the first woman assuming that position or the first Asian American assuming that position. You are oftentimes breaking down barriers, whether it's in the House of Representatives or as a lieutenant governor or now as the senator of Hawaii. What does it feel like to constantly be breaking new ground and not having people to look for to inspire you? Or do you find people who are not in your career to inspire you to do these things?
Oh, yes, there are a lot of people. My mother is the main inspiration because she was a courageous risk taker who completely changed my life by bringing me to this country. Not very many people can point to one person who did that. And so I have her to look to for so much of what I do and how I do it.
You wrote a beautiful book about your story, how your mother brought you here and basically fought to set up a life for yourself. And your family. Did you know from the onset that this was going to be a book about your mother and her journey? Or were you surprised as you were writing it about how much she did to set you up to have the life that you have today?
Oh, I've known for a long time that this is a book that I would dedicate to her. And that is why I wrote it, because she had suffered two strokes, wasn't able to tell her story. And I just thought she was such an extraordinary person that I wanted to do this to dedicate to her. And I did.
You know, when I first got to America, one of the things I knew about Hawaii was that everyone was just chill. And I remember when I went to Hawaii, I was like, this is one of the most chilled, amazing places I've ever been.
You pretty know, laid like, back.
Yeah, even the weatherman is wearing like, you know, he's got like a Hawaiian shirt. He's very much like, the weather. It's always the weather. It's good times, you know, it's just got that feeling. But
don't worry, we can still think and wear casual clothes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm in Team Hawaii now. I mean,
like, there you go.
I'm making my shirt and a hoodie.
I see that.
But I think a lot of people would be proud to say that, yes, Hawaiians are chilled, but Hawaii also has one of the most fierce senators who is willing to fight for people's rights that she believes in. There were a few issues that I would love to talk to you about that I feel like are really complicated and you have a nuanced view on. One of those issues was in a measure that Ted Cruz brought forward. And I mean, I know Ted Cruz is always trying to troll people. We're well aware of that on this show.
Good word.
But what he did was very slick in trying to harness the feeling that many Asian American communities feel, in that they feel like they're being excluded from going to universities because universities have certain quotas or systems that they use to infuse diversity into the school. All the Democrats voted against it. Ted Cruz was like, you see, they don't like Asians. The Democrats just want to do this for some minorities and not others. You said this was a cynical attempt by Ted Cruz to try and create really a fight amongst people. Talk me through that initiative and what you think colleges and universities can do to be as inclusive as possible whilst not making other people feel like they're not in or in because of the color of their skin.
I said discrimination on the basis of race in admissions policy is already illegal. I know that there's a bunch of Yale Asian law students who got the Trump administration to follow a lawsuit or something. And so this is not pitting one group of minorities against another. For Ted Cruz to use that example as somehow he's standing with the Asian American Pacific Islanders is such BS, you know? So this is, that's Ted. And in fact, just today, we had another markup in the Judiciary Committee. I had a very simple bill that would just collect more information about who gets patents in our countries, because women, minorities do not. We need to get the data. And he tried to change that. He tried to put in an amendment. And he says to me, I don't know why you don't like my amendment. Are you saying that it's burdensome? I said, it's not necessary. I said, there's a difference. He didn't say anything after that. But this is, look, let's just be clear on what it is that we want this bill to do. And his amendment was a distraction. He does that all the time. I'm glad that he, at the end, voted for the bill, 94-1. And there was one outlier Republican, which is saying a lot for the Republicans, who didn't vote for it. And the less said about that guy, the better.
You have to work with these people. And, you know, the Democrats have a slim majority to work with. Do the Democrats have an idea of how to actually get things done if it's really just always going to be split down the middle, nobody moves?
Mitch McConnell's goal in life is to retake the Senate, which means that he's not going to be trying to help Joe Biden achieve his big programs that help Americans. And he's not about to help all the Senate Democrats achieve our goals either. So we start with that proposition, which means that we're not going to get a lot done unless we face up to the need for filibuster reform. I would like to get rid of filibuster, or we're going to have to use some of the process like reconciliation to pass some of these really big bills that are needed.
Previously, and correct me if I'm wrong, I feel like in the past, you were one of the Democrats who said the filibuster needed to be protected. You know,
yes.
A lot of Democrats said the filibuster needs to be protected so that the minority always has a say in which laws are being passed. Do you not worry about the inconsistency in that message, or is there something that people may be missing?
Oh, you know, consistency is a hobgoblin of little minds. So I've learned watching Mitch McConnell over the last 4 years, he hardly ever gave the Democrats much chance to exercise our 60 votes, to deny him the 60 votes, because he would rarely put out any substantive legislation in his busyness to get as many ideologically oriented people onto the courts for lifetime appointments or passing the $1.5 trillion in tax cuts. You think that, well, the filibuster protects minority voices, but notice we were in the minority for 4 years and we basically got shafted at every turn. So I learned from that. And also that the filibuster is a vestige of the Jim Crow days. And so we need to move on away from this rule that's not even anything that is in law or in the Constitution.
That's an honest take to have. And I think a wonderful note to end on is a lawmaker in America saying, hey, look, I'm willing to change my mind as time progresses. Senator Hirono, thank you so much for joining me on the show. And good luck.
A pleasure. Aloha.
Aloha.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday, because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.